What was the first MMJ song you heard?
The first MMJ song I ever heard. Well, it was The Dark, because it was at that live show. I had never heard a song by him.
That's what they opened with?
Yeah, The Dark.
How many live shows have you been to?
Counting Jim, and I'm pretty sure Jim solo shows, I counted this recently because I've been writing about him again. I think it's 34. It's in that neighborhood. And, of course, I've taped them all. So, well, I've taped audio on every one but one.
How many live shows do you own?
As a collector, not really that many. Probably 50, maybe 50. Mainly just the ones that I tape myself, I've got.
Gun to the head. What is your favorite song?
Well, I've thought about... You mean my favorite jacket song, I assume, Hal. Yes. Well, it's The Bear. I mean, I've thought about it. Ooh. I've said that before. And I've also said this. The Bear will be played at my funeral. Also, I plan on rating them here, you know, before the November 18th show. I'm going to try to rate all of the songs. Christmas Curtain is probably my favorite on At Dawn. I mean, I know Sitter doesn't agree with that, but he doesn't. We don't jive on all our jacket stuff. You know, basically every song he's done is good to great. I mean, most of them are good songs. There's a couple that are like, you know. I thought about it. What is your least favorite, you know? And I can't think of the one that's on that EP with White Rabbit. And I can't even think of the name of it, but it's just kind of weird. It's probably somebody in the world's greatest favorite jacket song, but it just didn't do much for me.
Can you explain why The Bear will be played at your funeral? What does it mean to you?
Well, I don't... why will it be played at my funeral? Well, part of the reason may be because I do believe that after I leave this earth, I will be going to heaven. And I don't know, there's something about the song. I mean, you know, it's the Jim song. It's the way that he sings it, doing that forever at the end. And, you know, and the forever has the connotation of I'm going to live forever. If you believe you're going to heaven, you're going to be alive forever. But I don't know. I, you know, it was probably some night when I'd been partying and I just decided this is so good. And maybe it was tied in with my dad dying, you know, and I really don't know. But I did make the comment maybe a few months ago on that list that, you know, this song is my favorite song and it's just going to be played at my funeral. But, you know, I can probably name 40 songs I'd like to have played at my funeral. Oh, not right now, but I mean, if I sat down and go, okay, that's a good one. I want, because, you know, songs that would remind my friends of me or songs that I liked a lot to send me off.
Well, do you know of another one besides The Bear, no matter what band?
I'd have to think about it. I mean, can't really think of one right now. I mean, of course, I'd probably have to get a few Neil songs and some maybe some Beatles, you know, some happy songs. Because it is, when you go to the funeral... You should. Funerals are not fun, but when you go to the funerals, you should look at it as we're going to celebrate this life, not mourn about his loss. That's the best way to do it. It's not easy, but if you can celebrate their life and be happy that they're in a different and a better place, you would think, then that's the best way to look at it.
So it's kind of triumphant at the end for the Bears, what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you've got this man sitting into my front, also known as Caesar. He's got a million nicknames, but he is the Bear on the basketball court. He's just a big guy. I mean, he's all out there, too. I mean, just he's brutal.
I think Hal has a question.